Good morning. I'm Bridget Bergen. I'm with reporters Anna Sale and Jessica Gould.
Good morning.
Hey, Bridget.
So, Jessica, you covered this Republican mayoral debate this week. Got a little bit wacky. What were some of the takeaways for you?
So it was a heated debate, and it was also a strange one, with a question kicking things off about whether the city needed bigger, stronger condoms that the candidates then weighed in on.
Getting to the real issues, clearly.
Right. And my takeaway was that Joe Lotto was really trying to stay above the fray. He wanted to be the adult in the room, so he tried to steer away as much as he could from the condom question and also had the most precise policy language throughout. And then it was interesting, afterwards, two of the candidates, George McDonald and John Katsimatidis, took swipes at Bill de Blasio, who is still the front runner this week. And so we have a cut here of John Katsimatidis.
Bill de Blasio, it looks like he might be a winner. Is going to be dangerous for New York City.
So George McDonald then said something similar. Lota, ever the adult staying above things, said he wouldn't take any hits at his possible opponent until after the primary.
So even the Republicans are going after de Blasio at this point. We had several polls this week. De Blasio was in the lead in all of them. Anna, what were your takeaways?
Well, I think clearly we're seeing that Bill de Blasio's momentum that he built up in the first half of August has continued. And when you look at the numbers, what you really see are Christine Quinn has a reason to be worried, because not just when you look at the top line of where likely Democratic voters say they're going to go, but look at things like unfavorability. Her unfavorability has been high throughout the campaign. Anthony Weiner is more unfavorable to New York City Democrats, but Christine
Quinn. That's the bright side for her.
That's the bright side. But Christine Quinn has this ceiling, basically, of people who will not support her. And Bill de Blasio has shown that he doesn't have that same type of ceiling. So if I were Christine Quinn looking at these polls, I'd be quite worried, because the other thing they showed is that not only is Bill de Blasio far ahead, but Quinn and Thompson are right next to each other. And we know that only the top two finishers in the primary go on to a runoff.
So we know this next week is going to be crucial. We've got another mayoral debate coming up, and this is Labor Day weekend. So, beachgoers beware. Expect to see candidates everywhere around the city. There's also the West Indian Day Parade, which comes into play every year. Who marches with who? Does anything big happen? Anna, you spent a bunch of time with Christine Quinn this week. Does she have a strategy to rebound from these numbers?
Well, I think that it's interesting to just think back to the beginning of the week when she had all three endorsements from the New York City papers. There was a sense of momentum
and consolidation behind her
as the consensus candidate. And these polls have just taken the legs out from under that narrative. So she's going to keep doing what she's doing, which is try to paint Bill de Blasio as a lightweight compared to her record. And she's going to do it more and probably more forcefully than what we've seen so far. The other thing she has to do is figure out how she's going to cut through, because when she talks about affordability and talks about the wealth gap, that is a zone that Bill de Blasio has already flooded with his Tale of Two Cities messaging. When I talk to voters, I was on the Upper West Side this week talking to folks, if they said anything about being concerned about rent and being concerned about the rich and the poor in New York City, then they mentioned Bill de Blasio. So he is the candidate who has linked himself to those issues.
Similarly, I spent a bunch of time with Bill Thompson, and they are neck and neck at this point. One of the things his campaign is trying to remind folks of, while Quinn might have gotten sort of the establishment endorsements, he picked up El Diario, which is a huge endorsement for the Latino community. He was also backed by Citizens Union, which is a big good government group. And at this point, his campaign is trying to get those big blocks of voters. He got a big endorsement from members of Williamsburg Jewish community. And he's also getting an endorsement on Friday from Dr. Reverend Calvin Butts, the pastor of Abyssinian Baptist Church in Harlem. So clearly, the Thompson campaign is trying to rally what it sees as its base within Black voters, but also constituencies they think will come out as Black voters.
And everybody's going to be aimed at Bill de Blasio.
So let's end with this. What does this all mean for Bill de Blasio? Do we think there's any chance there could not be a runoff?
This is where Anthony Weiner and John Liu both being in this race really matter. They're polling way below the top three, around 10% and a little lower. But those votes could potentially go to Bill de Blasio, and those percentage points could be what would take him over 40%. Anything is possible, but I would be surprised at this point if there's no runoff.
And as a candidate said to me yesterday, a week in election season is a year or more in any other time. So
absolutely.
Get ready, ladies.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.